KD2EIT listening.
Syracuse just lost the game.
Roger. I wasn't following it. You know, Dan usually does the net tonight, so at least since he wants to do it tonight, so let's just give him a couple more minutes here. Well, I guess he's not going to do it tonight. I'll give him a shout out there. N2OIQ, this is KD2EIT, do you copy? Alright, this is KD2EIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Filling in for Dan tonight. Well, I guess couldn't make it. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2VLA.
WX2BJI.
DC2WI.
Okay, I have KA2VLA, WX2PJR, and KC2WI. Are there any other check-ins? Okay, KA2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's going on tonight?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jim. This is KA2VLA, where we've been watching the ball game. Syracuse been playing good ball, but they're getting some tough teams right now. Well, I had to go to Utica to the doctor to have, I got eye troubles. They've been working on them for a couple of years, so I had to take shots in the eyeball and underneath the eye. So I took one a month ago and had another one today. They say I may have to keep taking them every month or two, as long as a problem like this. So that's another day in the doctor's office. 2 hours in the office and 15 minutes with the doctor. Well, I can't complain. I'll say 73s, KD2AIT, this is KD2VLA. Clear and listen out.
Okay, Clint, well, hopefully it will clear up then. Sometimes those things, they just go away as quick as they came in. But, well, hopefully it'll work out there, Clint. And, all right, good luck with it. WX2PJR, Paul, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff, and everybody else aboard. Currently it's, 24 degrees out there. Temperature's dropping pretty good. Kind of clear, at least as of last check, it was kind of clear. What else is going on here? Kind of a okay day at work, not too dramatic, I should say. Just your typical day. Other than that, just thought I'd give you one for the count. And too bad about Syracuse there. Oh well, you win some, you lose some. Or I should say in their case, you win a lot, you lose some. Hopefully it's not a streak. Anyways, with that said, pass it back to you, WX2PJR.
Okay. All right. Thanks for checking in tonight. And yeah, too bad to hear about Syracuse too. Fortunately, I don't really follow it that close, but I've been too busy here with work. All right. KC2WIP. Good evening. What's up?
Good evening, KC2WI. I've been working away today, and the last couple days, I managed to waste a lot of time talking to people. Yesterday, I went into town to do some things, run some errands, get some stuff. I ended up talking with Ed Yancey up at the when I went up to get a return a voltage regulator I didn't need and look for wear rods for my old Tundra, and we got talking, and of course people come in and out. Then when I went to the grocery store there, I ran into Dana. conversation for an hour. It had nothing to do with computers. You know, and then a guy called me about his PlayStation 3, I think, was the big question about upgrading or a new browser or something. I said, well, you know, the PlayStation's a computer, but it's not something that you know, they don't really make it so you can get in there and hack around. I said, if you can't, you know, there was an update, blah, 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 blah. And then he asked me about this and that and getting a desktop and could he plug it into his TV. And, you know, that seemed to be an awful long conversation. My father says, yeah, you got to stop doing that. And he's right. I mean, it was, you know, I gave the guy an hour of free advice or something. We just got talking about stuff. But anyway, so I'm working away here, a combination of computer work and doing my pseudo blog on my webcam page, which is not really anything that's a paying business, but I'm hoping that it starts to draw more people, and then when I go and do the expansion of that thing, well, it might pay off. So that's the scoop here. Interesting weather yesterday, you know, it was 35 or whatever, and we had the snow, and then it kind of melted, and things were kind of wet and melty and all that. And today, that high temperature was actually higher, it was 39, but when you went outside, it didn't really look like anything was melting. It kind of odd. It wasn't sunny yesterday, and it wasn't sunny today, so why would there be a big difference? But that was my observations, and I talked to another guy. He came to pick up his computer. He said the same thing. Yeah, it was kind of odd. So that's the report here. How's the snow in Boonville? Did you get the same snow we got there yesterday, and or more or less, or did it melt? And what do the snowmobile trails look like down there? I can add a little information to my report.
Well, the snow we got, it was less than what you guys got. I know they canceled school over it, but when I looked out on the deck, it didn't look more than 4 or 5 inches here. But I have been stuck indoors working for a while here. I did go to the dentist today up in Utica, but I haven't seen any of the trails, so I really can't give you a report on that. I can't say I haven't seen a snowmobile go by. I don't think the entire day today. You know, my office window overlooks the towpath there, so you know, usually you see them, and I haven't seen one go by today. So I don't know if that's any indication or not.
Yeah, I don't know. I finally got out around, I don't know, 4 o'clock, and I drove up to the spring up at Donitburg and filled a bunch of jugs with water, and I was actually really surprised that that road there, there's a bridge, it's been closed ever since I've been here, and they don't plow the road. They plow down to it on this side, but where it comes down the other side, they don't plow, and I just walked around a little bit, and boy, there was a lot of snow. I mean, it was a foot and a half of sort of, we'll call it loose snow. You know, nobody rides a snowmobile on it or anything generally, so it's not packed. But there was a lot of snow up there. I end up going off into the woods trails. I just walked around for 10 minutes just to do something. So I don't know if there was more snow up there or it didn't melt as much or what. I figured about 6 inches here when I measured it yesterday morning when I stuck a ruler in it. I don't think it was a ton. And of course it, you know, it sort of packed down and, you know, compacted itself and melted from both sides and that. So we ended up with not all that much. KC2WN.
All right, well, the weather forecast shows a little bit of mix here and there, so who knows. But it's, let's see, get here at the end of February, we're going to start hopefully getting some warmer weather. I'm ready, I'm kind of about at it with winter. I'm ready to start breaking ground on the garden and getting all that stuff going and getting the yard work done and cutting branches and all that other good stuff, so I'm ready for it. Okay, Pete, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2 AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2NBU.
KA2YDC.
Okay, we'll start at the top there, KC2NBU. Hey, good evening. What's going on?
The temperature's dropping like a rock. It was 27 at 5 o'clock, and now we're down to 19. So it's definitely dropping like a rock. Just getting my DMV stuff in order so I can go place and turn in some paperwork tomorrow for some customers, and hopefully get that done before noon tomorrow. So I'm doing getting everything ready tonight, so all I have to do is grab my checkbook and go. Over.
Roger that. I can definitely understand that. Okay. Thanks for checking in, Ray. We'll catch up with you later. KE2IDC, Charlie up there and fine. Good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hello there, Jeff, and everybody assembled. Well, not much going on here. My son come up there so earlier this evening there and tacked back the curtain on the top trailer there. That fell off again. It seems like every time we get a little bit of wind there, it flies off. So, and then he got the big idea to mess around my phone line because it wasn't put on the wall there to suit him, I guess. So my phone went out. So he said, "Okay, Dad, I got that nailed back. I'm gonna back home now." I said, "No, you're not. Not until I have a phone." Because it was working fine until he was messing with it. So I guess he thought that after he come up and did what I asked him to do, that I was going to dismiss him there. But I guess that's not the way it was. But yeah, he tried to put an old phone line that was broken laying on the ground there, put it together, and put my phone out of order too there, so we had to mess around, and now we got both phones like they're supposed to be. But I don't know why. I said, you're not going nowhere until you fix my phone. Well, that's all the excitement up here. KTYDC, back to that.
Yeah, who wants to be without a phone? Not me, I could tell you that. Well, I'm glad it's all fixed up then. All right, Charlie, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for check-ins. Okay, well, for myself, I had a dentist appointment today, and then back here to work. And got a lot of work coming up the next few days. No getting out of it. So, all right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? LBT, I know we've spoken before, and I'm trying to remember the name, and I can't. I don't remember. I'm sorry. But good evening. What's going on?
No problem. Just checking in here from Inlet, New York. We have a balmy 15 degrees, big snowbanks, and just wanted to make a quick check-in to the net before we close up. Thanks a lot. Name is Dennis, and 73. Thanks for the check-in.
Okay, Dennis, thanks. That's what it was. You know, there's two Dennises on here, and I get I couldn't remember if you were one of them. All right, thanks for checking in. Are there any other comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency to regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Clint, Paul, Pete, Ray, Charlie, and Dennis for checking in tonight. Say 73 is anyone listening in. This is KD2AIT. We'll be clear.
Is the repeater in use, N2KKL? This is N2KKL for Octen. Are there any stations wishing to sign in with or without traffic?
Good evening, Pauline. KC2NBU, no traffic.
And KC2WI, no traffic.
KC2NBU Ray, KC2WIP, I thank you both for signing in, and good evening to you guys. Anybody else? is N2KK Alpha Octane making the final call. Any others? Hearing no others, 7-3, gentlemen, thanks again for signing in. This is N2KKL returning this repeater to other amateur uses, and I am QSY back to 1-7.